Welcome back to Sports Byline. Rick Tittle with you. Very happy to be joined by Hall of Famer Ronnie Lott. He's going to be down at my dad's alma mater, Santa Clara. He'll be at the Mayer Theater, be giving a talk tonight, What Makes a Champion, at 7:30 p.m. Ronnie, thanks for coming back on this show. I saw a poll by the AP yesterday that most people approve of Roger Goodell and that he should keep his job. With all the comings and goings with the domestic violence and the Adrian Peterson situation, well, what's your take on the commissioner?
Well, I think that the commissioner is trying to find a way to galvanize all the owners and galvanize the players and trying to find a way to rectify an issue that clearly is a social issue and an issue that a lot of people will tell you that it's out of hand. And so I think that he's trying to rally everyone as he should do, and rally everyone in a way where it matters to all of us. And I think that that's the great thing about the football community, that we can turn this negative into a positive.
You know, just the rumors that maybe Harbaugh would be on thin ice, a guy who's won 75% of his games, turning that franchise around from a loser like he has. And yet you got people like Primetime saying that, oh, they want him out. I don't think, and I just played football in Division II. I don't think I've ever been on a team where everybody loved the coach. Isn't it ludicrous to think that he might get out because he doesn't get along with Marate or Balke? And if they do fire him, I'll drive him over to Alameda myself. What do you think about all this?
Well, I think a lot of it is some of the dealings with the media, some of the challenges that people have with the interactions of players. I think all of this has led to, you know, things being said. Unfortunately for Jim, all he cares about is coaching, and all he cares about is trying to find ways to win. And I think what's unfortunate for him is that when you have a lot of people saying a lot of things, you're going to always have those kind of rumors. But at the end of the day, his job is to win football games, and if I was him, who cares about what people think and who cares about what people say? I think one of the things that I would hope he doesn't do is that he doesn't get caught up in that, and he just gets caught up in the, as he said, in the locker room and getting caught up in the amongst the guys that he works with. That's all that matters. I mean, Bill Walsh had the same thing. You see it all the time with great coaches. You see it all the time with coaches that do have success. It just happens where things like this are going to happen when things, especially in their case, they didn't play well early on. So right away it was so easy to jump on the bandwagon and saying that there was discontent in the locker room. And yet I've been around the same situation before, playing in that environment. You're going to have, you know, moments where people are not going to get along.
Couple more questions for Ronnie Lott. In Oakland, Sperano, interim coach, he buries a football, and I don't know too many times in pro sports gimmicks have worked. It just looks like that franchise has hit rock bottom. Of course, you wore the silver and black for a couple of years. Where do the Raiders go from here, Ronnie?
Well, first of all, you know, it's got to build a foundation, and it's got to build a foundation of leadership. Everybody's got to be on the same page. I know Mark is trying to get that done. You think about him now leading the organization. He's got to get him that allow him to be able to be a champion, allow him to be able to do the things that he needs to do. I think that's the key, is that it starts there, then it works his way down. I mean, obviously, Tony's a guy that can come in and he will get these guys the ability to fight and at least try to find a way to win games. But they got to find a system and a group of people that are going to allow them to be as great as they were. And, you know, having guys around that organization that can help them be champions. I mean, ultimately, that's what they want to be, and ultimately, that's what the silver and black is all about. I mean, I got to run right now, but I appreciate you giving me this opportunity to spend some time with you.
All right, Mayer Theater, Santa Clara tonight. Ronnie, thanks, man. We'll talk to you again when you got more.